So in Washington State, you know, we grow one apple more than any others, and that is the Red Delicious. Marketing is huge in the apple industry, and there are researchers at Washington State University also developing, breeding. They've spent 20 years to try to come up with a better-tasting apple, and they have this new breed now called Cosmic Crisp. It'll be grown exclusively in Washington State. Researcher Kate Evans helped develop it, and she says, as you might suspect, there's a reason the word crisp is right in the name.
It has a really nice, fantastic level of crispness combined with a reasonably firm flesh. So it's nice to bite into, gives you a lot of juice, and then it has all of those good flavoral attributes with the sweetness and the tartness that we all like in apple.
How did you breed this new apple?
When you're breeding an apple, it's all about making a cross. So taking Honeycrisp pollen and putting it onto the stigmas of a flower of Enterprise, which is the maternal parent in this case, then waiting for the Enterprise apples to grow and then harvesting them, taking the seeds out. And it's those seeds that are in the apple that are the new potential varieties. So they're all different. And the big job really as a breeder is that you have to then screen through what can be thousands of seeds. They're all different, all unique. And then the job is to try and select the best new potential individual that you can go on and release as a variety. So it incorporates a lot of testing. What is it going to taste like for a consumer if they're trying to eat the fruit in, let's say, August as opposed to May or October?
But taste is so subjective. How do you know when you found the best new apple?
Yeah, taste is certainly subjective. We have a pretty good team here at WSU in the apple breeding team. There are four of us that normally taste everything, and we're pretty good, actually, at kind of covering all of the sorts of palates, you know, people that like sweet, tart, and everything in between. So between us, we're pretty good at picking out the best stuff.
It's got to be crisp, though. It seems like Christmas has overtaken us. We love crisp. Crisp has come to equal good.
Certainly people associate crispness with apple and the juiciness that comes with a good crisp apple. It's very satisfying.
Why is that, though? You know, how come mushy was okay when I was a kid and that will not fly anymore?
You know, I don't know. I guess consumers have got used to crisper apples. You know, we can store our fruit in better conditions, so we expect to have an apple that's firmer and crisper, and some of the mushier ones are just not as acceptable anymore.
Right. It's like mushy means what's wrong with this apple? Is it
right.
Old? Is it? And why Cosmic Crisp? What, that's the name of your new apple. What's cosmic about it?
Well, the name was chosen after a number of different focus groups, and the people at the focus groups were really taken with the appearance of the apple. The cosmic came from the fact that the little white lenticels on the apple, which are common in every apple, but Cosmic Crisp, they really good contrast in color between the whiteness of the lenticel and the dark background appearance. So it reminded people of the stars and the cosmos. And
What is a lenticel?
The lenticel is it's like a pore in the skin. So in the same way that we have pores in our skin, then apples do as well.
So it's got a cosmic look to it.
It has, yes.
You know, Kate, I like to think of my apple as happening naturally and not as part of this huge breeding program. Aren't you representing Big Apple and crowding out Little Apple?
I wouldn't say that at all. I think that there are certainly a lot of smaller growers that can grow these varieties. You know, that is one thing about being able to release the apple in the way that we've done, so that it's not just Big Apple producers who are going to be able to grow this new variety, but some of the smaller producers can do it as well. So there'll be Cosmic Crisp in roadside stands as well as in the big supermarkets.
When we walk around a grocery store, we are so aware of brands. I mean, I know there's the Gala here and the Braeburn there and the Fuji there. How did that happen, that we became so branding aware, marketing aware, when it comes to biting into an apple?
I think the thing about an apple is that they are very variable. You know, that differences between the varieties can really be quite big. And so because of that, they are sold by name. When you compare apple to other fruit, it's important to have that name recognition because you have the very different flavor and texture and appearance attributes. And so, you know, typically when you go buy strawberries, for example, you expect your strawberry to be pretty uniform. It looks like a strawberry. But with apple, because we have this big variety out there, then we have to get the name in there. You have to have that recognition. The consumer needs to be able to say, okay, yeah, I know Granny Smith apple, that's that green one, you know. Therefore, they have expectations about that apple. They link the name with the quality attributes of the fruit.
Why do you care so much about apples?
Oh, well, I think apples are one of those kind of iconic fruits, you know, that we've all grown up with. And they're such a sort of integral part of our diet and our heritage. And they're really just a great piece of food, nice fresh fruit, very good for you, and can be really a pleasure to eat.
Kate Evans, Associate Professor with the Fruit Tree Research and Extension Center with Washington State University. She's developed what she says, not surprisingly, is her favorite apple now, Cosmic Crisp. She says her other favorite is whatever she comes up with next.